Ladies and gentlemen, we are Pine!
This is the big leagues, okay?
Yeah, step it up.
You're riding the Pine.
There's little kids in Australia who want to play cricket, and they're listening to TJ and I talk about sports, say, God, one day I can be talked about on Riding the Pine with Kyle and TJ. And I are on the internet. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's so worldwide.
Okay. Well, you have no idea.
With Kyle and TJ.
We're also incredibly modest.
Yeah, we are. We don't have egos, big heads. Listen, we're the best. And if there's anybody else out there trying to stake claim to that, you got to tell. We'll tell them they're wrong.
Sometimes when you're the fight you.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you're the best, you're the best. And that's just the way it is.
We are going to witness the most anticipated match in the history a professional wrestling.
TJ and I, we're grinding away. We're pros. To be honest with you, we pulled off the weeks before you. We'll pull off the weeks well after you're gone.
Who knows what'll take your life.
And we'll pull off the weeks, you know, in the middle when you decide to take random vacations.
Here on this rugged patch of earth called Plataea, Xerxes' hordes face obliteration! Just there, the barbarians huddle. Sheer terror gripping tight. Their hearts, with icy fingers, knowing full well what merciless horrors they suffered at the swords and spears of three...
Listen up, Rome. Your time's past, chump. Move it along. You were in the jungle. Cute. You know what that was clever? 96. It's 2012, guys.
We're showing them it's 2012.
Yeah, Rome.
Get out of here.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Joining you from the far end of the bench, near the water cooler, in overtime, before extra innings, you get the point. Here's Kyle and TJ.
For us, what can you do for the team?
You never heard of my knuckle puck?
I feel like we say this every time. I'm just that seasoning, man. You're the steak, I make the steak even better. I'm the seasoning on top.
It's knuckle puck time!
He winds up! He scores!
Yes, we are. Welcome. Hello.
Not even the floods can keep us down.
No, they can't. It is Riding the Pine. The full crew back together after, I believe, gentlemen, it's been a month. I really
feels
do.
Like it.
It's been a month since we've all been in studio.
And we almost scrapped it again today, but
I was angry.
We weren't going to do that to our listeners here.
No.
We can think of this as start of season two.
Oh, thank God. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Now it's
We've
there.
Been out of it. Okay.
Now it's
season
there.
Two has officially started right now.
The mood lighting's been set. You know, when TJ and I are exchanging all capital letter swear word text messages in the middle of the afternoon about the city down here and trying to park, you know you're in some serious trouble. I got down here literally 2 hours before we usually record to try to avoid any fiasco. I was jogging down the sidewalk, guys, trying to get, and for reference, from where we record from here, there is a country show going on tonight, which
one block away.
I don't have a ton of issues with country music. I grew up with it, but what I do have an issue with is obese women who decide they are now country girls for one night.
Oh, dude.
And they go and take so-and-so's money and buy cowboy boots and cowgirl hats, and that yet they still wear these overly tight white tank tops and things that just leave it to the attractive ones, please.
Denim booty shorts that clearly accentuate your cellulite. Always my favorite, you know.
So I'm jogging down the sidewalk, guys. I parked about a block and a half away. I got really lucky here. And I'm jogging on the sidewalk because I want to get done. You know, I wanted to get in, get everything set up. And this morbidly obese woman who, you know, probably thinks she's being cute, probably hasn't gotten out of the house very much or away from the fast food joint very much, decides she's going to yell, "Keep on jogging." Well, what I don't think she intended to hear was, "Maybe you should get your fat ass out of the truck and do some running yourself, chubby."
Oh, no.
Wow.
Hey, you're going to give it. You got to take it.
Harsh and fast.
Listen.
That was not a second thought. See, that would have popped into my head, but I would have been like, ooh, that's kind of harsh.
No.
I don't know. I appreciate your bluntness, your honesty, and
no doubt accuracy.
Yeah, listen here, you beluga whale. If you want to lob insults from the passenger seat of Daddy's SUV, be prepared to receive some in return. And, hey, she rolled her window up. She looked at me. She shook her head, rolled her window up, and that was it. So to her credit, she took the beating. Maybe this will be a wake-up call to go buy a treadmill.
Now, when you say Daddy, you mean her 90-year-old husband, because that's the only one that finds her attractive.
Maybe, but... coin toss might be still her actual father.
I, Kyle, like you, saw a lot of these obese women.
Yeah.
I also had a lot of middle fingers as I was trying to maneuver my car around, trying to find a parking spot. I even had one woman who nearly got in a car accident right behind me, flick me off, say, F you, let's move. I wait. It's a double lane road. I let her pull up. I roll my window down at a stoplight and I go, "That one's for you, Missy." She goes, "Oh," and I zoom off.
That's beautiful. I don't know what it is. I mean, I had to parallel park. You know, like I mentioned, the city is it's hopping tonight. You know, they were like mentioned on Facebook last week. TJ did, and I appreciate him for writing this because I was totally lost and thought I did not make time to do that. Facebook.com/ridingthepine. We've experienced some pretty serious flooding over the past week and a half, and it turns out my parents' basement, what started off as, I sent pictures that, you know, right when I got there, it wasn't bad. It was some patches.
Yeah.
It was kind of expanding. One day later, every piece of furniture and every ounce of carpet had to be removed from the basement, thrown out just an absolute disaster. It went from bad to worse. So like TJ mentioned, so there's a lot of people downtown in the city looking at the river, which is at its highest level ever. Just
all time.
Literally staring at water, which I guess if you're down here already, you know, go ahead, go take a look. But if you're actually driving down here, ooh, water.
Let's go look at the river.
Yeah, you need to go jump in the same burning car as those fat country girls.
You know what? And I'll tell you this because I love it. I saw about 1 billion photo galleries of the river.
Oh,
so
boy.
Why do you need to drive down and experience it for yourself?
That's the thing. Cameras are really high def now. You can see how high the water was.
That, and it's not even cool anymore. It's not even above the windows. When it's above the windows, that's the time you come down to see it. Not now when it looks, it's a little high. Okay.
Yeah, so needless to say, it was a hectic weekend for myself. So we canceled the recording last minute type of deal. It was literally the afternoon of. So we couldn't do it then. And as aggravated as we were today, couldn't do it again.
No, absolutely not.
And even though we are recording day of the draft, the NFL draft, which if you've been listening to us long enough, you know by now we're Detroit Lions fans, which is our Christmas. I guess what we can say, guys, we're giving up Christmas for our listeners.
And the Super Bowl.
We're giving up two of the best days of the year for our listeners so we can record.
Because you know what? Only two teams go to the Super Bowl every year. No, that's wrong. The Lions go to the Super Bowl every single
year. You're darn right.
And it's draft day.
You know what? We haven't missed a Super Bowl in 50 years.
It's true.
We're awesome.
What can we say?
That.
I know, you know.
We're glad to have great teams. We're glad to have Nader Top back in studio tonight.
Super Bowl every year, and might I say, back-to-back Madden covers.
Oh, yeah.
Suck that.
Practically as good as championships.
What other team has done that? Suck it.
Yeah. Practically as good as championships.
And we have the NCAA football cover, too.
Feels good, man. And I believe Detroit Lion Barry Sanders was also on the NCAA cover 2 years ago.
He was. You're right.
You know what? It's just a rain.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah. I mean, toss in the Justin Verlander last year on the MLB cover. I'm sure a Detroit Pistons right around the corner.
Oh, dude.
On the NBA
Kyle Singler
live?
Is
that still 2K? The series?
No, it's 2K.
Is it 2K?
I don't know. They have some different ones.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Pavel Datsyuk gets rooked every year for the NHL cover. Every year.
The fact that the NHL tries to simulate the voting thing that like Madden does, like it's going to stir up some big... Like, the Madden cover unveiling has an hour-long television special with mini-skirt Carissa Thompson or whatever her
name
is.
Absolutely ridiculous.
For an hour, okay?
So silly.
The NHL thing literally just kind of goes on Twitter like, yeah, so-and-so won the cover.
Does that even happen, or do people just find out when the game comes out?
I think it just shows up on the shelves. Like, the NHL receives zero tweets, zero emails about who won this massive cover vote.
The guy,
it's just their one.
The guy
Tuesday.
Who's on the cover doesn't even know he's on the cover, doesn't even know he took the photo for it.
Yeah, when did they get that picture?
I was just trying to get a hoagie.
It's literally just some defenseman with a big beard and scruffy hair, and he turns at the last second with a sandwich half in his mouth. That's the NHL cover this year. Be on the lookout for it. Well, we're glad to have Nader Todd back in studio. Back in the dungeon, I should say. 2 weeks removed from an illness, and I believe we did take in the week off before that anyway.
Yeah.
So I think this is 5 weeks since we've all been back here. Nader Todd, did you happen to listen to the program from last week?
I did.
How did you think two professionals, two microphones sounded?
Excellent.
Was it a little bit different from the way you experienced it in here when you literally throw the parking brake on in the middle of the highway half the time?
I think if we had three mics, it'd be even better.
It would
be
better.
But we can't complain. You know, we've done it for so long.
We can complain.
At some point.
And we will.
No, it sounded good.
There is an opportunity to move, guys. We just just don't know how viable that will be in terms of knocking off one of the most powerful AM radio stations known to the state of Michigan.
Oh boy,
it concerns me. We don't want to do that.
What? Maybe we'll have to talk with the higher ups and say, "Hey, what if we kind of break in?"
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real. How much of the advertising dollars are you generating from this AM station?
Well,
just think of how much more you could get with the number one sports podcast on the internet on live radio. Come on now.
If we do move, we're going to have to work around the walking tall movie posters signed by The Rock, as well as many other
we'll hang that one
Verve
up.
Pipe signed albums.
A ficus.
Many a ficus. And then literally corkboard, just thrown into a corner.
A bookcase for whatever reason.
No books.
Nope.
Just a case. And what appears to be a computer chair dump station. We'll have to work around those things. And probably some weird smells.
We'll also have to return the mic we stole from them.
No. Well,
because
we're
this
bring
is a good one.
Us.
Right.
We're
exactly. We're
us.
Bringing it back
yeah.
to its home.
Yeah. So if you hear, our already golden voices even more polished and golden in the coming weeks, we've switched dungeons, which somehow I think the proposed new dungeon is more of
dungeon-y.
A dungeony than this.
It's definitely more dungeony. It looks like people have been kept prisoner in there.
Like, this dungeon has literally the only natural light, and it's not natural. Obviously, it's in the middle of a building, is a porthole size window at the front with a heavy soundproof door, hiding the hallway from us. That's it. And then we have, obviously, the mood lighting that we set on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But the next studio we want to go to has the same porthole window. I'm fairly positive it's covered up.
Oh, yeah, there's black paper on it.
Black things.
Yeah.
There's some stuff that's probably happening there, guys. But at least we won't have to worry about the holes drilled in the wall by Hip Hop Underground.
Yeah.
Any other nefarious actions that have taken place here, we can wipe the slate clean and start over.
No, I'm pretty sure that's the quid pro quo room in the in the radio station here. That's where all the sexual favors are done.
That is.
By, to get higher up in the company.
That's how a certain someone still has a night job.
Oh, yeah.
Without doing a live program for a long time.
I mean, no fingers are being pointed, but...
No. Well, if they were, they're going to do it. Recording that one. Ripcording that one.
Wish you wouldn't have.
The only other thing I think we need to address before we break down some stories here tonight is, Nader Todd, I had a question for you on the status update on the most recent total team effort from, I believe it was 5 weeks ago now.
And that's funny because I was ready to explain that.
Well, I think it's a Dropbox mix-up. I think
it is a Dropbox mix-up.
For some reason,
we've tried this Dropbox a couple of times, and it's just not coming
in. Well, for you and I, it works fine. At the time I put the pictures of my nose in there.
I still see those. I still
they're
have
still
not
there.
Seen the video.
But anything TJ's put in there has not uploaded to the correct Dropbox, so I don't know what's happening.
So if everyone still wants to see that, I'm sure I can do it. Or we can keep that as a lost episode, save that in our back pocket.
No. We got to put it out there now. I mean, it's been long enough.
Okay.
We've deprived people of this total team effort for quite a while now. And a problem I wanted to address with you, I mentioned this to TJ. I have a kind request of you to make to go back and take the last three total team efforts and put your original intro on them, because apparently YouTube pulled them because of, my guess, is
Google.
The music.
What the heck, Google?
Yeah, so, and that's my only guess, is that it's because of
Google's
the music.
Google's coming after us now.
Well, it's surprising because you use the same music, but you must have gotten it from a different source, something.
I think that what the thing is yours actually has words in it,
oh,
and mine
just
is just
the
audio,
the bed.
Like the intro of
that's
it,
true.
And so they can't really, I mean, I could make a case that I made that. That's an original
you
riff.
Did. You could, yeah, okay, so that's the problem. But anyway, if you haven't noticed, Google and YouTube have pulled the last three, I believe it was.
Which is really weird because I thought we owned YouTube by now.
We might have to make a call up the chain.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we are the top of the chain. We're going to have to go down the chain to see.
Some peon was trying to do his bureaucratic job, and probably there was just a mix-up at the bottom.
Keep your eye on Google News, because I can promise you there's going to be some mass firings coming up over the next few weeks.
It was
from
that
YouTube.
New intern from Germany. If I remember correctly, Germany was the first country to ban it.
Yes, it was.
And so it was that new intern from Germany that thought he was going to make a name for himself in our company. And
guess
pull
what?
It. Guess what? Wrong.
We're deporting him. Ourselves.
We're deporting you out to space and kicking you out the door and
saying,
here's enough air. Hope you less.
$400. Find a budget airline. Get out of this country. That's how we're going to do it.
Hope you can hold your breath. This is for the Holocaust.
That's what you get.
Fair's fair.
70 years later. Take it.
People don't forget.
Yeah. Never. Well, as we're shoving him, we'll never forget. And then shove him off into the abyss. So, Nader Todd, if we could maybe make an effort at that this week, try to get the newest one uploaded and maybe the other three re-uploaded with a legal intro.
Yeah. I'll have to take a look at it because I've been preoccupied.
Hey, it happens. Like we mentioned, it's our Christmas. And as draft day comes, It takes weeks of prep. You know, it's not easy reading mock drafts, guys.
Right.
That's like a second job.
You know, it takes an effort to listen to Mel Kiper Jr.
Yeah.
Because of how ugly he is facially.
Yeah.
And how annoying his voice is. And
not pretty.
The content he speaks with,
mm-hmm.
because it literally makes my ears bleed.
It's not.
And I feel like you are just making this stuff up now. You're really mailing it in.
Yeah, it's not very good. Well, Jarvis Jones is someone who is going to be drafted. Well, by the time you're listening to this, has been drafted.
Maybe.
The mocks
maybe
had
people
him.
Are freaked out about his back. Like, really freaked out.
Well, the mocks had him going in the mid-teens, early 20s, something like that. Well, it's this time in their careers where a lot of these guys sign sponsorship deals for essentially Marcus Lattimore, coming off one of the most devastating injuries an athlete can have, even got a deal with Under Armour. So these guys are just signing their checks left and right. They realize they can now finally make money. Well, Jarvis Jones projects to be kind of a hybrid linebacker and, I believe, TJ.
Yeah. Von Miller-ish.
Yeah, with less talent, I would presume.
Yes, of course.
But Jarvis Jones signed his endorsement deal with Subway.
Okay. E-Fresh.
A lot of athletes. You know, Subway goes for that. They don't really go for the top tier. They're still endorsing the Michael Strahan. Then they Justin Tuck. Like,
they do. They have, like, RG3 and Ndamukong Suh, and then Fat Ass Jared is still doing his thing.
Yeah. But then they go to, like I mentioned, the second tier of, you know, like Justin Tuck. And then Sean Johnson, I think, who retired from gymnastics at 17 and is still a little chubby.
And first-tier terrible actors.
Yeah.
And the guy who plays Kevin in The Office, which makes no sense.
He hasn't lost a pound!
Fat-ass Kevin!
I don't understand. I don't. What I don't. This is what I don't understand. You have all these athletes, which I get. You're going for the athlete. You know, hey, if you want to be a good athlete, you have to eat right. You know, exercise. Do that.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, you get Kevin from The Office, who is fat and morbidly obese, talking that, you know, about the story. And I'm like, this doesn't make sense. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Where's the connect? Usually it's kind of, okay, famous people and athletes.
Yeah.
No, wrong. You're neither. Well, nor famous nor athlete.
Well, the thing with Subway is they put literally every one of their spokespersons in every commercial.
Yeah, they do. It's like 2 seconds of Ryan Howard, and then 2 seconds of
Michael
RG3.
Michael Phelps, and then RG3, yeah. And it's they're always holding some stupid sand, some stupid half sandwich, like they would ever, like, it's, I'm sure it's not plastic, you know, it's, yeah. Okay. Well, needless to
say. Yum.
Well, Jarvis Jones, not a pretty man by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
Signed his endorsement deal with Subway. Well, Subway, I don't know if this was a thank you or what, but I wish they hadn't done this.
I love it, actually.
Subway made a sandwich sculpture of Jarvis Jones. Now, this thing's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah.
I would estimate that that's probably, what, 3.5 feet wide? Uh-huh. 3 feet tall, 2.5 feet,
it
something
looks
like that.
It looks like it's
big.
As broad as him.
Yeah,
maybe broader.
Yeah, it does, because if you can, like his head, the head on the sandwich, obviously bigger than his actual head. So I'm assuming it is more broad, but it's pretty impressively done.
Judging from this picture, I assume it's just the body that's the sandwich, because the head doesn't look like any, like
yeah.
Especially his skin, doesn't
yeah.
look like anything I've ever seen in the grocery store before.
No.
I can make out sandwich in the body. Unless these are olives as his hair, and
that might be the olives might be his olives. Hair. But if that's any type of meat they're putting on my sandwich, I have made my last trip to Subway.
Right.
I will never go again
because it looks like that purple gloop that they make
it's
McNuggets
olive.
From.
Yeah,
no,
I don't know.
His skin.
Yeah, I don't know how you can screw up a black person. But he's Greek.
Yeah,
he's a Greek.
He definitely appears to be a Persian who fought in the. Battle of Thermopylae in 300.
Yeah, he was in 300. This guy that they molded was in 300.
The sculpture was in 300
yeah.
when the sculpture should look like it was in Roots.
Oh, boy.
Well, this time off. Or maybe Django.
Maybe Django and Jake,
we'll
you're right.
We'll go Django.
What we're saying is Jarvis Jones is an African-American.
He is. He's a black man, and the
and
this sculpture
Subway,
is a white man.
Subway did not represent that properly. Well, needless to say, this is a... It's massive, and they made it look like he's wearing football pads with bread as shoulder pads and bread as his chest plate. Looks like lettuce
honestly,
sticking out from underneath. I don't know why you'd have green chest hair. Or green.
Maybe that's a mock draft. He's going to the Packers.
Packers or Eagles?
Yeah.
Watch out.
This
insider info, you heard it here first.
This is truly the work of a sandwich artist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know,
not those lazy high schoolers that are making your, 10-inch sub when you order a foot long. This is a true sandwich artist. That is an underpaid employee that's working.
Yeah. Subway is one of those companies where, like you just mentioned, sandwich artists, where, they'll call janitors, customer service or maintenance technicians. Whatever, you're a janitor, you're sweeping trash.
Custodial master.
Sandwich artist. Okay, yeah, whatever. Make me my sub, little kid. Like, really?
Excuse me, sandwich artist. You want this to be a Van Gogh or just something I splattered paint on the wall?
Don't pop any of your zits off in my sandwich either.
Oh, that's a bad image.
I will say, one critique of this sculpture, I notice a massive lack of bacon in this. And that
really?
Is something that...
How do you not incorporate bacon in this?
I mean, I'm just saying. All I see is bread, tomato, and lettuce.
Yeah.
I don't even see any meat.
So you go all out to make a big sculpture of a Greek/black man, and you skimp on the bacon? Like, you're deciding, all right, we need to budget this thing.
Bacon. I don't even see, like, turkey or tuna fish.
Unless his face and
the
head
hell,
is turkey.
Subway.
That's all I can think of. Maybe that'll explain the coloring on that.
Unacceptable.
Man, that kind of, I want to, can we just pay like a local Subway to do that? Like, I'll hand him a snapshot.
Yeah.
And be like,
how famous do you have to be?
Yeah. I'll give you $100, mold my face.
It does beg the question.
Yeah.
I would like a sculpture of myself for my catering party.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want your billion foot long sub.
Yeah.
I want a sculpture.
Well, you know how weddings have ice sculptures and ice luges
yeah.
and things like that? They're always... They never really work
mm-hmm.
because, the ice soaks up a little bit of the liquor as it goes down, so you end up getting like 1/4 of 1 ounce of liquor.
Mm-hmm.
This couldn't fail. An edible wedding sculpture of food.
You could even have a shot luge if you just extend the tongue out all the way to the floor.
Oh, my God. A Subway sandwich sculpture with an extended tongue shot luge.
The day of those custom cakes is over. It's personalized sandwiches now.
That has to be the future.
By the way, I think we all know who the real sandwich artists are at this point. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah, nice ideas.
We put pen to paper and we make it happen.
You're darn right. We're innovators. That's the way we do things. I don't know how this podcast twice now in under 25 minutes has taken such a turn to wedding sandwich sculptures and earlier on obese country girls
just let it
walking
happen.
Around the city.
Just let it happen.
But I couldn't be more happy about it. you know, we talked about a good hockey fights on this podcast a number of times. Nate, the hockey connoisseur, obviously, even though he didn't make the fantasy hockey playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Poser.
But we've played good hockey fights and a bad hockey fight on this podcast multiple times. Well, this, guys, I don't know, have you guys watched this one yet?
No.
In a Canadian junior league? Okay.
Does anyone try to? Oh, anytime you get juniors fighting is awesome.
Oh, dude, it's in French. So
typically,
the audio is going to be awesome.
Typically, the juniors will go crazy too and like take their skate off and try to stab someone.
Well, this is after the game.
Good.
I have no idea what happened.
The game fights are always the best.
They're always the biggest.
But this video picks up now, unless they've. You know, before I clicked play, I had a last second thought of, you know, this has happened to us three other times. This video's probably been pulled. But thankfully, it's going to play. So you hear the final 3 seconds, BLB is about to beat BAC 4-3.
It makes sense. They're about to beat the blood alcohol contents.
Baye Corno Dracar.
It's going to be Blab and Bleck.
Blab and Bleck. All right, Blab and Bleck.
Why would it be Bleck? Why wouldn't it be back?
Back.
You said BLC.
I did not. I said
BLB and BAC blood alcohol content. He made the joke. Even if you listened a little bit.
My God. Sit in your corner. This went so much more smooth last week.
It was perfectly fine. Let's go.
Do you remember a week ago, TJ, when
you want to know what?
You're riffing on how professional
sometimes,
that podcast is.
Sometimes.
Going. He's talking over me.
Listen.
It's unbelievable.
At that moment right there, you just needed to keep going. But you guys, you know, you guys are the one that screeched the train to a stop and pointed out. If you just kept going and pushed play, we would have been fine. Now push play. Let's watch this.
Canadian juniors.
Let's watch these Frenchies.
Look at this fight. Look at just the scale
the
it escalates on. Is something that you don't see very often. Again, it's in French, so it's just going to be a lot of yelling.
Filthy
okay,
Canadians.
So the horn sounds, now the camera switches to the bench right away. Players starting to file off,
dude's
you know.
Dude's issuing the kill order.
Yeah. Look at that butt scratch. He's military.
Yeah.
If Canada, ex-SEAL. If Canada had a military, he would have been in it.
Oh, no, he was in it, but then he quit because that's what all the Frenchies do.
Yeah. Ooh. All right.
Sick burn.
I can't believe they decided to fight because I don't think they fought one war in their history.
Oh!
Double down. And on top of that, I'm surprised anyone won.
Figured this ended in a truce some type of duck hunting expedition.
Yeah, when do the American juniors come in and win the war here?
Hey, guys, can't we all just agree to go kill some elk?
Hey, guys, I need to cut down a tree and fashion myself a new hockey stick.
What do you say we go hit the lake, and when it gets up to 53 in the middle of July this year, we'll all go camping.
Hey, let's go kill this 30 rack of Molson and just and just settle our differences over a nice brew.
It's a Molson Ice, too, eh? Come on. How can you be angry?
Hey. Hey.
Get out there and kill some folks.
Everybody cheering, coach just kind of watching, looking on, happy as team won or lost. I don't know who won or lost. He's the coach of one of the teams. He's the coach of Blabberback, so I can't tell. Well, now it looks like tensions run a little bit high. Both the teams meet in center ice. You can already tell this is going to be big news.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and by the way, has this kid, he's still holding his stick. I was going to say, it looked like he'd already dropped his stick, and he's 20 feet away from the action. But they're meeting at center ice.
It looks like they put forth a decent effort to actually get in the handshake line. But
they did. Something happened.
Something does happen.
Something happened. We'll never know unless you speak French. And if you do and you're listening to this podcast, you're banned.
Someone must have went for the sack tap.
Yep, that's the way it goes. TJ-esque. And then one of the blood red jerseys started it. Came out of the pile.
The Bloods and the Crips. Let's call them that.
Okay.
Bloods and the Crips
battling in Canada. That's how it goes. One of the Bloods comes out of the pack, grabs one of the Crips, and throws the first punch. Boom. Okay. Overhand right. And then it spread. It's like a zombie virus. It mm-hmm. just infiltrates the rest
pandemic.
Of the crowd.
Let me just say this. If you have been watching a total team effort, and I saw one of those fists fly, my gloves would be off so fast with my helmet, and
yes,
I'd just be wrecking.
Be.
I'd be
yes,
wrecking people's faces because I'd be like, "It's on! I hate you guys."
The goalies are semi-reluctant to join the fray.
Yeah,
they're the only ones.
Yeah, they're waiting. There's four of them. They're all standing off to the side, watching the fray, only for a matter of time.
We should probably go, eh?
Hey, what do you want to do about this? These pads are really heavy, eh?
Yeah, just drop a stick.
Oh, my haymakers!
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing about little kids. They play no defense.
Well, now the goalies are going to try to help out. And now the goalies are
shoving.
They're shoving. It's going to happen.
Oh, he just got high-load.
He got playgrounded.
Look at this guy beating the shit out of him.
Oh, that looked like Nader Tot.
These two goalies, one and a half, so you can tell he hasn't played in years. They're going at it.
This child has a beard. Look at this child.
The black has a beard.
My God!
And a mohawk!
Now, the one poor thing about a goalie fight is it's hard for them to land shots because they are so far away from each other.
The one goalie's wearing a hat.
Yeah. Kudos to these announcers, by the way, for trying to do play-by-play on a rink-wide brawl. I don't even know what I'd do. I'd be Gus Johnsoning it going,
I'd be like, oh, what a punch.
It's happening! Just screaming. One guy has full mount. Pinned down, ready to just lay.
He's cowgirl on this guy.
He absolutely
this
is.
This Crip is the same one, if you look at it before the goalies start fighting, has the blood on the ground, and it's just beating the crap out of them. And that would never happen in the pros, but because these are young kids, it doesn't matter.
I think you have the Bloods and the Crips mixed up, by the way. Yeah, but you said the Bloods were...
So at this point where they show the full ice they have, how many can we count? One, well, that's one guy down, one guy being restrained by a ref, one fight, two fight, three fights, four fights, five fights, six fights, seven fights, eight fights
nine,
happening.
Nine right here.
This
eight
is
fight, eight fights and one ass-kicking at center ice.
Eight fights and one oddly sexual position happening.
Well, it's the French. They're very...
Oh, yeah, it's very, very androgynous. You're right. It's
they're
very,
wondering people.
Yeah, they're very
loving.
Curious.
Yeah.
Very curious and happy.
They're free. They have nude beaches. Only not in Canada.
Coach is Johnny. Oh, my God.
Coach fight. Know. If there's a coach fight, I
would
swear
need
to God.
A new pair of pants if the coaches fought because that would be remarkable. But they're jawing at each other. One guy's the military man's about to step out on the ice. He's about to go talk to Fruitcake, purple shirt.
Hey, my boy,
and handle things.
My boys are kicking your boy's ass, eh?
Goalie's just going at it still. Listen to that crowd lose it. You haven't heard a hockey crowd like that.
What animals.
Oh, wow. Mohawk wanted a piece of the goalie.
He came in for a cheap shot.
He wanted the goalie. He wanted the side swipe. Look at this. If you're this guy, there's nine fights on the ice, an oddly sexual position, and now you're the one guy being pinned by a ref. Like, come on, that's embarrassing.
It really is.
That's a shame. This Mohawk blood is just looking for trouble. This is the same guy who took a cheap shot at the goalie.
He appears to be the Darren McCarty of this team.
He's just coming in. He's looking for trouble. Mohawk, okay. Must be.
Team bonding thing. Hey, let's all shave our head.
Look at that. Look at this coach's help. In front of his head coach, this guy's headlock. Head coach, hands in pockets. You did this to yourself, son.
Righto.
Yeah.
Good form.
It's like that disapproving father who at a young age lets his son get beat up to prove a point or something.
You got yourself into this mess now. You got to find your way out.
Dad, I'm dying. Get yourself out of it.
Running out of steam.
They are. This is. They're gassing quickly. They need one person to reignite this thing. Just a really, really wild clothesline. Coach jawing at one of his players. We've never been closer to a coach fight than right now. They're walking by each other.
This would be hilarious, too, because they're wearing their shoes on the ice.
Yes!
The Crips clearly feel that they've won.
Crips claiming victory.
The Black Man!
What? No!
Whoa!
Is this a Powerade commercial right here? Is this a Powerade commercial?
There's a black man on Canadian ice!
And he was not involved in one single fight.
No! Unbelievable.
What the hell? My world's topsy-turvy.
What an upset! It's one thing to see an African-American hockey player in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
In Canada? Frenchie land?
I thought that they killed him. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. I thought they were still in camps.
Oh, boy. No.
No. That's what we thought.
Oh.
I don't think that was unfair.
He came out on the ice, no problem. He very quietly removed his helmet and said, "Okay, if anybody does want
to
play,
I will go to the locker room, sirs."
Yeah, my helmet's off. That's a sign. If you want to fight, just wave your arms. I'll be there. If not, I'll quietly make my way. He's honestly, we didn't even see him on the ice. That's
no.
How calm and collected he was. He's probably, if we look he back at the tape, he's just sitting on the bench, like, twiddling his thumbs.
No, he was probably standing next to the coach, like, I told him he shouldn't have gone. Told him he shouldn't have did that.
Shut up, mama. That's why you don't get any shifts. And I'm not
Stop being such a pussy. Get out there and fight.
That's not a made-up name. His name is
Imama.
Imama. So I'm assuming that's the way the conversation went. I don't even know why you're on my team. The management forced you down my throat.
You can't score, you can't fight. What good are you?
If I want three broken plays, I'll put you out there, okay? So if Mama takes the ice, I don't know how this finishes. Fans throwing things on the ice. There is just equipment strewn about.
That is a beer can.
Well, it's Canada. You know it's a Molson.
Yeah.
What a brawl.
Look at these animals are throwing things at these kids.
Teams file off. The Good Hair Award goes to the Bloods. The Terrible Logo Award also goes to the Bloods. Look at that monstrosity.
It's not great.
So that one goes down in the pantheon of fantastic
that
hockey
really good.
Fights there, guys.
There were four goalies fighting each other, and that never happens.
No. So this is what happened. Yeah, this is how it happened. Okay.
The Crip decided he was going to trash talk the Blood after they won, and Blood was, got his panties up in a bunch.
Bench is cleared. Four goalie fight, though. Fantastic.
Excellent.
Woo. Put that one down in the record books just for the fact that there was a black guy there.
Not as good as the 97-98 fight, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, whatever.
The director of player discipline, flying through the air like a WWE superstar to level.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Sticking with small-time hockey-ish, minor league hockey, I can't imagine that's an easy industry to be in, guys, in terms of front office type of stuff, being a player. It doesn't seem like a very profitable place to be. So you got to do gimmicks. The gimmick we talked about around here is cheap beer, cheap hot dogs, bring in the young crowd.
Those are the best.
Hope it doesn't absolutely go haywire. The one local promotion I remember that did go absolutely haywire, and I don't remember what the reasoning was of why this happened. A couple of seasons ago, I don't know if it was opening night or one night in the middle of the season, our local minor league team did a mug promotion where if you're the first however many thousand, you got a mug, and it had a green liquid in it around the sides of it, and you had to kind of like squeeze it, and it released the liquid, and it was glow in the dark.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yeah.
Whatever. Cheap enough. Just little plastic cups. I'm never going to use it again, but it's neat enough. Something happened late in the game that made people upset.
Intoxication and smashing of mugs and the throwing of glowing liquid on people.
There was about 3,000 mugs on the ice exploded with this green glow-in-the-dark liquid all over. It was the most mayhem I've ever seen, and I have watched in my younger years wrestling events.
You know what? I'll do you one better, because at the college I go to, first home game, they decided, oh, hey, let's do this funny little thing where we talk about how poor the college kids are and give them macaroni and cheese, because, yeah, that's really what I need, more macaroni and cheese. Good thinking, geniuses.
Hilarious.
Anyway, all these kids blacked out. I mean, it's blackout day, so kids got decked out in all their black and then blacked out from alcohol consumption. And then they opened those macaroni and cheese boxes and threw them, all of the macaroni everywhere, on the track, on the field, in the stands, and packets of cheese. You want to talk about a disgusting promotion. A rainy day, these animals are opening up these packages of fake cheese and just making it rain.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's not.
That's what you get. That's what the college gets. Nice promotion.
The college deserves it. Yeah. But you know who didn't deserve it? Me.
You're darn right, TJ. I do feel bad for you. Well, it does require some promotions. Well, when I think minor league hockey, guys, I'm never, ever, ever going to buy a season ticket package.
No.
I don't know anybody who would. I mean, senior citizens who, I mean, I know that's about it.
I'm going to win them in radio giveaways.
And then you know what? I'm probably going to try to sell half of them.
I mean, I guess I would only see buying season tickets if you lived in a hockey area without a pro team.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
like,
I'd understand
like
that.
Like Maine.
Like in upstate New York, where maybe it's a bit of a hike to get to, you know.
You're not close to Canada, nor New York City, or Buffalo.
Maybe a little bit of a hike. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, when you think Hockey Town, Nate, do you think the Phoenix Coyotes?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you think the Phoenix Coyotes minor league affiliate in Arizona?
Yeah. Duh. Doesn't everyone?
More. Double so.
Doesn't everyone?
Well,
they produce so many great young talents for the Phoenix Coyotes.
Well, what they decided to do is they wanted to sell some season tickets, guys. And they said it's the whatever it takes campaign. So the GM, the captain, the actual captain of the minor league hockey team, marketing director, they put themselves up on a scissor lift. I don't know how high. Let's assume it's 50 feet, something like that. And they said, we are not coming down until we sell 300 season tickets.
I love this.
It's now been 4 days. They have not sold 300 season tickets.
I appreciate their
They're
commitment.
Still up on the scissor lift.
I hope
there is someone there, like a fan, watching them all the time. And, you know, as soon as they start coming down, you go, whoa. I believe we are still at 25. We have 275 to go. You cannot come down.
Funny you should say that, Nate. Catfish Atheli, whoever that is, maybe affiliated with the team or the PR director.
He is the merchandise operations manager. I don't know if this is his genius idea or whose, but I'm sure he feels miserable about the state of
Nate. He has sent out a tweet.
This was from 3 days ago. So I honestly, this might still be, or 4 days ago, this might still be going on. At the number he says here, it has to still be happening.
So far, boys are holding up good, but only 17 sold.
Oh my God.
Need a few more.
Oh,
283 to be exact.
That same night, an hour and a half later, 17 so far. Still up on the scissor lift. Looks miserable.
Oh, I noticed Catfish isn't on the scissor lift.
Oh, yeah. Night two realized over. Oh, wow. So they did make some progress. But this is, you got to remember, 2 days later, and they had just sold over 100. They'd been up on the lift over 2 days, and they'd barely sold 100.
And he's begging for help, support, and whatever that means, and homemade goodies.
But then by that night, they were only 100 away. So honestly, you know what? This is more surprising than I anticipated. Now, this is, from when we're recording, this is April 23rd at 10:50 p.m. They were less than 100 away, so some decent progress had been made. Still, that had been more than 3 days up on this scissor lift. And then they were heading up to the lift. This is, oh, okay. So this is the morning of the 24th. the evening of the 24th and the night of the 24th, and still nothing.
Oh, my gosh. And
morning of the 25th. Morning of the 25th, still nothing. I can't believe they stuck with it.
The boys are barely hanging in there. Raspy, tired voices. They look visually exhausted. We need to do this today. Yeah, I'm sure they are because there's four people sleeping on a scissor lift.
Yeah, the final 44 there down to the evening of the 25th. And now it's raining. And they're still 20 away as of recording right now.
Why don't you put something in this event that says, okay, we know we're going to stay up here until we sell 300, but after day three, we're coming down. We get what you're trying to do.
Yeah,
okay.
People understand it's a minor league promotion. You know, that's kind of neat. Let's help these guys out. Most of the time, these things are done for charity, not for your own organization.
Right, and this seems like you said, for charity, this is done. So it's like, oh, yeah, I totally want to help them raise their goal. This is more like, I'm not going to buy tickets. I want them to stay up for a whole month. Why would I want to buy tickets right now?
This is probably the point, too, where the captain, you know, a hockey player, his lifelong dream, he's probably looking back and going, you know what?
Where did I go wrong?
I'll be a teller at a bank. I don't care. I'm sitting on a scissor lift. I make $18,000 a year.
You think all the players quit?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Either that or they bought all of the tickets.
Yeah, this guy. Yeah, he's calling every family member he knows. I'll pay you later. Please buy three.
And I like how Catfish, and I'm really on board with Nader Tai here, by the way. Let them stay up there a month. Don't give them another dime because these selfish bastards want to try and get money and put people in seats.
Yeah.
But you know what? Othelli, Catfish Othelli, you got to stop influencing people with the weather. Because you know what? It's Phoenix. It's not cold. It's never cold.
It's a desert!
It's
a desert!
Oh, raindrops? Enjoy your 5 minutes of rain, you desert.
Enjoy 5 minutes of, oh, God, it's not a beating down sun on our backs.
You should be thankful that it's not 1 million degrees and you have no sun lotion.
Yeah, they should do this in Las Vegas and see how it goes there. Well, Catfish has updated. In the past few hours, this thing has been gaining some national attention. Apparently, that does not translate to ticket sales because now he's just like, oh, every car is honking. Thank you. Like, they're not helping you. They're laughing at you. You're on a scissor lift in Arizona for a minor league team.
You are the equivalent of...
You're going by the name Catfish!
You are the equivalent of kids who are on a field trip, and every semi they pass do the honk sign as they pass the semi.
Yeah, this is a pretty miserable effort.
You're a sideshow.
They are still looking to hit that goal. It is the 25th, and they still are 20 away.
They have 1,500 followers on Twitter, and they thought that they would get 20% of that in season ticket sales.
Yeah, it's
these
Twitter.
Guys are insane.
It's Twitter. 80% of those follows are porn bots whose profiles say, hey, guys, want a cam date.
The other 10 are players or former players.
Yeah, who are now out of hockey.
Yeah. Exactly. So you know they're poor.
Yeah, of course. Well,
terrible
you just
scheme.
Say, go help out the Arizona Sun Dogs. Buy a season ticket package even if you don't live there.
No, don't. Let them stay up there for the rest of their lives.
Better yet, use your hard-earned dollars and donate it to a charity for a good cause. How about that?
You know what?
How crazy is that?
You know what? It's funny that you say that because, as far as I know, AIDS and cancer still haven't been cured. So
I don't know. We have not checked CNN since we started recording, TJ.
Sun Dogs, you know, I'd love to buy season tickets, but oh, boy. But I just donated my money to the American Red Cross to help with a disaster. Sorry. Is that cool instead, though? No? Mm-hmm. Oh, sucks to suck.
It's weird. I was going to buy a few season ticket packages, but instead I established 100 scholarship funds for children in need.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Am I crazy or what? You know, guys, we talked about soccer on the 23 volumes of Riding the Pine we've done. I'd say we've talked about soccer as many times we've talked about soccer more than I ever thought we would.
And fun note, it was banned for a month. It's off the ban now, so
it's
we
off.
Can talk about
You're
it
You're welcome
again.
Back, and this is a good welcome. Story to bring it back on. You know, I like to make fun of soccer because I don't understand what's happening because it seems like England has 14 different leagues, 85 different teams, and it's like a different borough has a different team that everybody is willing to knife you if you don't like them.
Stop trying to make me like soccer, America. It's not going to happen.
You can't force it down my throat. You're not going
to
do it.
Stop trying to do it, Fox and NBC.
Yeah. I don't care if you put Gus Johnson on there.
You guys make me think like, oh, you know, 75% of Americans love soccer. Wrong. I know you. I know that's not true. It's less than 1%.
We're not four. Okay? Well, I'm not playing soccer in behind a church. Not happening.
People are going to start hating it because all the hipster college kids who want to pretend that they like soccer while they're in college because no one else does are going to abandon the sport.
Yeah. Well, the Norwegian team, who knows where, who knows how level, who cares? Norwegian soccer club came back from their off season. Time to get ready, guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to get in shape. Let's kick a ball.
Do some cone drills.
Maybe we'll score 5 goals this season in 3,000 minutes. Fans will roar.
Wow, that's a lot.
We'll have all the Norwegian women we want. We'll eat like kings.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that. Well, what they did not anticipate was a road to be built in the middle of their soccer field.
Good. Good.
Now, literally, when I say this, I am not exaggerating. They built a road in the middle of their soccer pitch.
That seems so ludicrous.
I guess what happened was 3 years prior, the city, the government, whoever else, it's an access road to an adjacent hospital, sits on a university campus. The university and the municipality did agree to build the road 3 years ago, but they'd never talked about exactly where it was going to go. I think the university is to blame here for never going, oh, hey, guys, by the way, when you come back, you need a new soccer pitch. You need to move.
A soccer for pitch.
Yeah, well, I was going to call it a field.
It's a field. It's a field, not a pitch.
Can we agree that?
We established that, okay. And Nader Tot's punch in the face.
Law! The soccer field was never told.
And you want to know what? It's a goalie, not a keeper.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Animals, stop trying to make new words.
And I initially thought that maybe I thought they repainted the lines or something, but come to find out, it's just a hose. It's kind of laying there from the road work. But this seriously.
you got to water the road.
It seriously is about 75% of a soccer field and then a road, a winding road through it. It's absolutely amazing
to
see.
That's insane. What do you think the road workers were thinking when they were doing this?
Laughing.
Like, wow, that kind of...
They don't soccer either.
Do you think they're like American road workers?
Yeah.
They're like, wow, I have no future in life.
Yeah.
I want to make everyone else is terrible.
Oh, boy.
What they were probably thinking is, maybe we can kill the sport finally.
And we can finally get this thing out of this
Norway,
country.
Right.
Yeah.
We only care about hockey here. Get this.
Always leading the charge.
Well, here's what the manager of the local sports council, the fact that that's actually a position makes me want to move there and apply for that job.
Yeah, seriously.
How can they go ahead with cutting path without informing us? There are several teams that have league matches here. I thought everyone agreed that it should not take more of this path. Well, apparently not everyone. That's the only way to say that. And
should not take more of this path. What does that even mean?
Like, did nobody come even by this soccer field during the off season and go, oh, hey, that looks like our soccer field?
Yeah,
no,
seriously.
They wouldn't be building a road on our field, guys.
You know what? That's a good point because any sport that people are serious about in America, they play year round.
Yeah.
You don't take months on end off while someone comes swooping in and building a road.
Without even acknowledging it.
Yeah.
That's baffling. My hope is that we see video in 2 weeks of this soccer team playing on this soccer field.
While road construction's going on? That'd be great. The only, you know what, maybe this is a degree of difficulty thing. Like now they have to play with the road on the field.
Yes. It's like when you used
it's
to
like
play,
Frogger.
Yeah, or when you play like baseball in a backyard, you'd be like, all right, first base is the tree. But if you hit a ball into the tree, it's a ground rule double. Then you get a ghost runner on second. Okay, that's like this, but it'll be like that with soccer.
Third base is across the road. The mailbox across the road.
If a car's coming, that's your own fault. You got to look out. You're out.
You're either out or dead. Pick your poison.
So what we're saying is childhood poverty baseball compares to Norwegian soccer. Yep.
Car! Game on!
So I think we can all agree with Nader Tot. Hopefully that finally puts the nail in the coffin of soccer.
Yes.
In Norway.
Yes.
Take that.
Lead the charge, Norway. We will follow you.
Oh, I will buy Norwegian shirts.
One country at a time. One country at a time.
Start small. Next, Luxembourg. We're headed your way.
We're getting Sweden. We're getting Finland next. We're getting all the touching countries. Then our last battle, England.
Oh,
that'll be our last battle.
Yeah.
That's the 12th step of the program.
That is.
That's
soccer, yeah,
that's the soccer
final
anonymous.
Way.
One country at a time.
That's the final
that's
step
the last
in
one.
Soccer, not soccer, soccer fan anonymous or soccer player anonymous. Well, you know, we've mentioned this a lot of times also on the podcast, guys, the Miami Marlins. We've made plenty of jokes at their expense. We've made jokes that in this article are true. They've actually happened.
Good.
But everybody knows the Marlins are miserable. Owner Jeffrey Loria, twice now, made a pretty good ball club from homegrown talent. Cheap. They get a little too expensive. Absolutely dismantled the team.
Basically, every 3 years, the AAA team becomes the major league team.
Yeah, and they turn out pretty good for a couple of years, and then they say, hey, we want more money.
You know what?
Loria says, move it along.
Yeah, you know what? We need to get the single A guys back up here.
Yeah, yeah. Time to progress. Well, this last year was what seriously may have been the final nail in the coffin, guys, for the Miami Marlins, simply because when your owner turns on you like that, I've never seen anything in professional sports like it. Jeffrey Loria begs the taxpayers and the city of Miami, all of it, please, we need this new stadium. This is what will make the Miami Marlins a viable franchise. This is what will bring fans and put them in the seats.
Only time I've ever seen an owner this terrible was in Major League.
That is true. That is very true. Now, the accompanying photograph to this is one man sitting in what appears to be a absolute full section of Miami Marlins seats by himself.
Appears to be about 200 seats there.
And not even watching the game, he's on his phone. This looks like, I'm assuming you guys have seen Moneyball. This looks like a scene where Billy Bean's by himself in the middle of the field reflecting on something. but this is an actual game.
Listening to the Yankees celebrate, you know, just sitting in Oakland Coliseum by himself, you know.
Yeah, but this is real. This is what's actually happening. This guy is by himself at a Miami Marlins game. It's like he just came here for the solitude. He's like, you know what? Miami's really busy. I could use some time alone. Oh, I know. Let's go into this splashy baseball park that nobody else is at.
You know, I need to get some fresh air and collect my thoughts. I could go to the park, but there's probably way more people there than at the Marlins game.
Absolutely.
I'm going to make a revelation here. If I was retired, you know, and I'm down in Florida, and I would buy season tickets solely because I could see every other team and I would never root for the Marlins at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like, plus, I'm sure if you invest, you can make a personal one-on-one deal with the top salesperson that says, if I buy these now, I want two seasons after that, too, for free.
Oh, we're going to get to some of the promotions they're running.
And you make a deal that says, I don't want any price increases. Or you want like a
price freeze.
Right.
Boom. It has been stated.
Price freeze or like a 2% increase on price after 3 years.
Okay.
How awesome would that be? Because if they did get good, you would have unbelievable seats to a good baseball team for very cheap.
Yeah.
And if they keep staying bad, whatever. It's just an afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Well, we knew early on when we talked about the photograph of fans waiting in line for the single game tickets, which was three people and then one homeless guy who looked like he stumbled there. We knew attendance was going to be an issue again for the Marlins. Now, just for some reference, this article brings up attendance numbers from last season saying that the actual sold ticket numbers were around 27,000 fans a game on average for home games,
right,
which is still terrible. But for
that's not as terrible as I
for sold tickets, they say they averaged actual fans, it was closer to 17,000.
Okay.
Which is still that's terrible.
It's still too high.
Well, now this year they've averaged 19,500
Sold. Oh no.
And you have to estimate turnstile numbers, but if you're going by the same idea,
900 people at the game.
You're talking about 9,000 people at a Marlins game on an average night.
Do we know what their capacity is?
No. No, I'm assuming I can do a quick search. If you guys can fill air for about 30 seconds, I can find out.
Yeah, so what are they running promotions where they apparently visit local medical clinics and try and sell season tickets? Or
yeah, we've joked about like, hey, go to the store, buy a ham, and they give you like season tickets on the inside or something.
Minor league teams don't even do some of the promotions the Marlins are doing.
They don't have to resort that far.
They can get better fans in a sense of filling the stadium than the Marlins can.
Yeah,
the Marlins are looking at the Arizona Sundogs and thinking, wow, that's a pretty good idea.
The stadium can hold almost 37,000. If you include all of the standing room space, almost 38,000. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think they've had to utilize standing room only?
all the time because people get up and leave. So, I mean, they just want to stand and get closer to the beer.
Still, honestly.
People are never in their seat. They're just navigating the concourse.
Yeah. Just looking around, looking for that stupid fish statue that goes off after every home run. Honestly, all things considered, 37,000, pretty small in terms of major league ballpark. But still, like we mentioned, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Say they're pulling in 12 or 15 on average home games this year. That is
abysmal.
I mean, you're talking a little more than a third of capacity. That's terrible effort. Well, the Marlins, they're resorting to those tactics to get people in the door. The Miami Herald took a look at some of the deals. Now, this is these are serious offers. Serious offers. You can now flag down a van from a local medical clinic, test drive a car, get a ticket. Which
wow.
that's the most baffling, because people do that for fun. Like, people would be like, oh, hey, let's go to the Chevy. Let's see if we can go drive a new Camaro for a few miles. Oh, okay. So you just drove a Camaro for 25 minutes and you got a couple tickets to a Major League Baseball game. That's baffling. That's absolutely baffling.
Uh-huh.
Now, these are where they get pretty ridiculous. Showing a picture of your kids to a radio station.
Oh,
you could take
boy.
That a little uncomfortably.
I do. There's a lot of rapists working in the Miami radio scene, I see.
Hey, I got an idea, Marlins. Make parents show me their kids and I'll give them some tickets.
It'll be fun. It'll be a community engaging endeavor here.
Now, this is the best one in my opinion. It's so simple. Buy a pizza. Now,
stuffed crust.
Pizza Hut. All these places have had to get in line with $10 pizzas, essentially. You pay $10 for a pizza.
Dude.
Now, this is how I foresee this happening. Pizza guy goes up to the door, family, got two pizzas, some breadsticks. Here's your pizza, ma'am, 27, whatever. Lady cuts the guy a check. Oh, and here's your complimentary four tickets to the Marlins, to any Marlins game of the season.
Slam.
Get out of my driveway. Slams the door and then threatens to call the police.
The way I see it is them buying the pizza, getting it delivered to the stadium, and then taking their free tickets to get in with their pizza.
And all the last few they mentioned, visiting a museum and simply being a senior citizen. And you can get a free ticket. Now,
oh, yeah, there's none of those in Florida.
Yeah, we mentioned earlier, we did talk about, too, the two-for-one deals, obviously. The free food packages where you pay for your seat and you get all the food you want.
Dude.
Things like that. I want to go. I want to go so badly to a Marlins game.
Yeah, for the reasons Natotot said,
yeah.
You can watch the other team. Screw the Marlins.
You would think the novelty of this would simply draw
Wouldn't
fans.
It?
I mean, maybe just, you know, Miami is a heat town. I mean, it's a basketball town. But even Miami is
only
not.
Only when the heat are good.
Right. And they're not. I wouldn't even count Miami as a sports town. So, I mean, if you are a sports fan, the novelty of this, at least for me, if I was close to the stadium, why wouldn't you buy.
Yeah.
$5 tickets to a pro baseball game. Clearly, security will not stop you if you want to move.
Oh, what are they going to do?
What are they going to do? You're going to say, oh, really? I'm sure all these seats are, you know, spoken for.
Yeah.
You walk down to next to the dugout. You get free food. Why wouldn't you? Free beer, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you want to do this?
I want to be able to shake Carlos Zambrano's hand and have a beer with him. Is he still with the Marlins organization? Is he still
there? I don't know.
Is he out of baseball yet?
I tend to not follow Marlins baseball.
What?
Yeah.
Stunner.
No, but I want to expand on Nader Tot's point. From a person who attends Detroit Pistons games, another franchise which suffers from this very same problem.
Another very proud franchise.
Suffers from this very same problem, and I will speak from experience by saying no one will bat an eyelash at you walking to the seats that are right behind the bench.
No, they don't. They won't they won't look at you. No.
I will buy my $4 ticket and sit right behind Kim English and Greg Monroe. That's what's going
to
happen.
I want to go here, and I want to see how cheap I can get blackout drunk for to a Marlins game.
Free. It's simple. Okay, we just figured that out.
It should be free.
They will be giving beer away for free. Isn't Landshark the big thing down there?
Yeah.
I feel like
if we walked in front of that stadium and just walked back and forth yelling, we're tourists, there would be 15 people throwing tickets at us.
We'd be carried in on a chariot.
I'm from Michigan. I'm from Michigan.
Like, oh, wow, this baseball thing looks pleasant. I'd sure like to go to a game.
Just wink, wink.
Yeah, and then you know there's going to be 18 people going, oh, you can have these. I just found them laying next to the sewer. I was using these to stop the water from flowing into my home earlier.
I got these out of the garbage can. There's like 500 of them over there.
I guaranteed the pizza I bought at the Tigers game cost more than 75% of the Marlin tickets.
Now, there must be something wrong on StubHub here because I'm looking and seeing tickets. Well, these are Cubs tickets, so maybe they're a little more expensive, Meth. But I am not seeing like 10-cent tickets like I anticipated. No wonder nobody's going to these.
Wow.
Would you go to these for that price? I mean, I'm seeing tickets on StubHub for...
I thought of another great promotion since we're tying it in with the senior citizens.
Wait, go down to the Twins.
60.
The Twins are terrible. Who wants to pay $16?
No, but nobody's going to pay $16 to go see
the
Twins. Are the
Padres worth $26?
Yeah. I would love to see,
are.
Like,
That one is a good matchup because it's Battle of the Suck.
We need Marlins Astros Interleague. See how many losers that thing can bring in. But yeah, I mean, these tickets, they're not pennies like I anticipated they would be. They're, you know, 15, 14, 13.
That's actually another great promotion. Go to the bank, get your pennies rolled in a Marlins ticket.
Here's the problem, Kyle. I already figured out the problem.
It's a penny roll Marlins ticket. That might be the best promotion I've ever heard. Oh, I would so do that. I'd go bring $1 to my local grocery store and say, I need all the pennies, please. And then go to my bank and say, I would like 2 Marlins tickets. Thank you.
Here's your problem, Kyle. Their next game, home game, is the 26th. So these prices are high. We're recording on a Thursday. It will be tomorrow. Yeah. These prices are high because it's still a day away.
Yeah,
but game day, they will go to zero for free.
That is true because apparently all of these oblivious StubHub sellers are like, oh, yeah, no, these things have some value.
These things are flying off the shelf.
I'm sure they're
going to get them up there.
People want to see the Marlins.
I'm sure they're going to sell out this Brewers game in the middle of June that they're starting at $21 for on a Monday night. A Monday night in Miami, I could find 3 billion things better to do than go to a Marlins Brewers game.
You start your night with a hooker. You take that hooker to the club, do a couple lines of coke. I mean, that's just a Monday night in
Miami.
And
that's 9 p.m.
You want to know what I could find better to do on a Monday night in Miami? Watch How I Met Your Mother.
I figure you could.
They would provide more entertainment in that half an hour than the Marlins could.
Take a trip to Cuba and back. Still have time to kill.
Try to find Crockett and Tubbs. You know, getting the beat on Vice. You know,
go buy a pastel suit, dress up like Crockett and Tubbs,
rescue Cubans.
Yeah, plenty of things to do. Go look for a raft floating in a piece of styrofoam with a shark bite out of it.
Collect seashells down by the seashore.
Maybe we'll try to find Margaritaville.
Visit all the novelty shops.
Eat a cheeseburger in paradise.
Go look at South Beach.
The whole thing.
Try to find Kim and Kourtney Kardashian as they take Miami.
Have they taken it yet? Nobody knows.
Speaking of Kardashians, you might even want to end your night with a video involving one of the Kardashians.
Preferably the Sasquatch one. We all know we want to look what's going on down in that thing.
Well...
Nobody knows. It's a mystery.
You know what? That's another thing you could do. Figure it out. Post it on the internet. I don't know.
Figure out what's happening on with the Squatch Kardashian girl.
What you looking at, Kimasabi?
You want to punch me right now.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
Woo!
I can tell. Well, why don't you do it?
Been a while, Nader Todd.
Punch me in the face.
Get in there.
In the face! In the face!
Are you saying how? What are you saying?
Okay.
I get it. Snapping necks and cashing checks.
Ooh, yeah.
Been a while.
That feels right.
He's prepared this evening, folks. He has notes. He's ready. I don't know if he has the fire. We'll find out. Take it away.
Okay. I don't know about you two, but I personally like reading sports articles on the various sports network pages, whether it be ESPN, TSN.
Blogs.
I like those. I like to stay informed. Mm-hmm. I like to see what's happening. What I also like to do, the second passion of mine, is read the comments. on those articles.
Oh, boy.
You're talking about the depths of the internet here.
Yeah, you have...
What?
You're exploring the shallows, what, my friend.
What is wrong with people?
Yep.
I read one, and I immediately become furious. I just don't understand some of the stupidity that is there. Oh, dear Lord. The number one question I ask myself is, are we watching the same sport? Are we watching the same game? Are you high on narcotics or alcohol or drugs? It just baffles me.
Uh-huh.
Because some of these people, I can, you know, most of the time you can tell who's trolling, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But some people, you just think, wow, they honestly believe that. They honest to God believe that. I can't understand that. Well, the biggest thing that really got me fired up is my favorite hockey team, the Detroit Red Wings.
Oh, God.
And there's a defenseman, Danny DeKeyser, who was an undrafted kid, and he was a free agent, so he could sign with anyone who he wanted to in the league. He decided the Red Wings.
Pretty sought after,
considered the number one college free agent. So MLive, our local media place here, internet source, did all these articles on him. Oh, my God, did the bowels of the internet come out on these? Some of them saying, oh, he's overrated. If he didn't get drafted, why do we want him now? Ken Holland's going to eat S for this because it's going to be a terrible pick. And I just read these. I go, okay, I'll give them credit. You know, maybe they don't follow it because I went to Western, so I've seen him play, and I know he's good. Then it started coming out that, hey, you know, he's a good, you know, we're going to sign him, and he's going to get right into the lineup. Oh, my God. You might have just said Canadians took over America because people are, I know so much about hockey. Why is they doing that? I don't understand. They make no senses. Guess what, people? He's been playing awesome. I got some few stats for here.
Uh-oh.
As of 9 games he's played since being come up, he's had 1 assist. He's plus 1. And he's averaging 18 minutes. You want to know who he's playing more minutes than? Damian Brunner, who I'm pretty sure is one of our top 5 scorers on the team and plays first or second line. Valtteri Filppula, who plays first and second line, he averages more minutes than. Dan Cleary, who I've officially gotten off the Dan Cleary bandwagon, everyone. TJ likes that. He's convinced me for years. And Justin Abdelkader, the new star of the Red Wings. Oh, and he's only 6 seconds away from averaging more time than Johan Franzen, who's also garbage. The $40 million man whom we need to trade. Bring it on, Facebook. I'm ready for you. I'll argue you to death on that. That was a little lackluster, I know. But I want to end it with this. To the gentleman that just joined the Facebook page and said that Nader Tot sucks and just needs to get off the mic, I hate you. I hate you.
Here's the fire.
I hate you so much. Because guess what? Why don't you come up and do it better? I'm sorry we don't talk about the Bassmaster Classic with you holding up your two fish just going, hoo-hoo, I got dinner. Bring it. Pow. In the face. And to you, good sir. Pow, pow. Snapping necks and cashing checks. Nader Talk out.
Oh.
You know, I slumbered a bit during that one, but he brought me back. Brought it back around.
Anytime there's
That's
a good
Manger.
Personal attack like that, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. I support it. Woo.
I'm sorry, everyone. That was a little rusty. It's been a while.
Hey,
we
got to
get
right.
back in there.
Internet commenters are a wide swath that deserve every bit of anger and hatred.
Yeah, I think you just punched the entire world in the face.
Yeah, it's hard
actually.
To do that. It's hard to do that in
just
one...
keep it to yourselves.
Yeah.
You know you're stupid.
Yeah, if you have stupidity, leave it to yourself.
Which
That's
is everyone. So
yep.
stop talking, except for us or you two.
Just let us talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll handle the internet. Everybody else just watch.
You guys don't know sports. You clearly didn't play.
Yeah.
Because you're making stupid comments.
But also feel free to interact with us at facebook.com/ridingthepine.
Love to hear your thoughts.
At ridingthepine3 on Twitter.
I'll definitely do that. Love to hear your thoughts on the NFL draft.
Our Twitter game will step up because of the draft. It ebbs and flows.
Yeah. Well, hey, listen, we'll answer any questions you have. I've read enough mocks, and I know enough about most of these players to be able to give my opinion. I'm not going to say it's an expert opinion on whether it'll help your team,
oh,
hurt
no,
your team.
Oh, no, you're better than Mel Kiper.
Whether it'll help your team, hurt your team, whatever I think or whatever your team needs to do, find us at Riding the Pine 3 on Twitter or Facebook.com/RidingThePine, where Nader Tot will judge your photo and yell at you next week.
I'll judge you. Don't talk
Take that.
Take that.
No better way to end it on that. You have been listening to Riding the Pine. Please do interact with us there. We'll see you next time.